One industry that's positively flourished in Connecticut in the last decade or so is small craft breweries. As of January, more than 100 were open up and down the state. But with so many dependent on now shuttered tap rooms and on their partnerships with restaurants, they're in the eye of the economic storm as coronavirus takes its toll. Connecticut Public Radio's Kyone Wolf reports.
This week came news of possibly the first casualty. Hanging Hills Brewery in Hartford announced that it'll close its doors for good after 4 years in business. Owner Joe Plouffe said his brewery was already struggling financially, but when COVID-19 started spreading and Governor Ned Lamont ordered bars closed, he could see the writing on the wall.
It was like the St. Paddy's Day weekend. We were looking at like some events that we were doing, and we're like, well, if we don't close down the doors, we're going to end up paying money to people to perform. And nobody's going to come because everybody's terrified of this disease that is now actually gaining momentum.
Now that the closure is a reality, he's struggling with his emotions.
I'm essentially going through all five stages of grief at the same time all the time. Sometimes I accept it, and other times I'm like, no, I hate acceptance. Acceptance is stupid. I should be angry about this.
He says he hasn't given up for good. Once the threat of the disease has receded, he may look to reopen the business in a new location. For others, the situation is not yet so dire. Joy Braddock co-owns Hog River Brewing Company in Hartford with her husband, Ben. She says that her numbers are as good as she can expect them to be, given that they're only doing walk-up sales.
It's nothing compared to if we had our tap room running with just the public coming in the tap room where people are drinking pints. That's our highest margin. So the to-go format, it's thinner margins, so all those sales are strong, the profit is less.
Looking forward, Braddock is optimistic that they'll make it, although it's increasingly hard to see the future. She worries about the staff she had to furlough and their health, but she tries to balance her outlook and the difficult choices they've had to make.
We draw our living from this business. If this business doesn't survive, there's large consequences for that. So I try not to go there, but this stress of it does weigh in the background.
For Thomas Hooker Brewing Company in Bloomfield and Hartford, one of the state's most established independent breweries, the crisis has meant some quick business decisions, says owner Kurt Cameron.
We, like everybody else, attempted to turn our business into a takeout business, and we still do that for beer, but we realized early on that you're essentially in competition with every other restaurant that's trying to transition from a dine-in to a takeout sort of business model. And we tried it for a few days and realized pretty early on that that wasn't going to work.
He has made layoffs, he says, but overall the company's in good financial shape and sales at their locations are not the only way they're managing to stay afloat.
We're fortunate in that we also do distribution, and we're distributed by the Budweiser distribution network here in the state of Connecticut. And frankly, those guys are busy right now trying to keep package stores stocked. So thankfully, that part of the business is really supporting everything else for us right now.
So far, the state has allowed package stores to stay open under its emergency protocols. If that alters, it could be a game changer.
If they close liquor stores, then all the people that are still working in production with our facility are out of a job as well, and that would be really heartbreaking. Additionally, you know, we could have a lot of product spoil and on, and that would be a hardship for us.
Back at Hog River, Joy Braddock says one of the things that's hit her hardest has been the loss of the community that the brewery's created.
To have the taproom be empty, especially in a time where people need connection, it's just such a shame. And of course, we have to do that right now. But I just hope that we can come together again soon as a community and be a part of hosting those moments in people's lives again, because I miss it.
For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Kyone Wolf.